How would you like to be remembered?
Hopefully just helping this place on Earth become a little better place. A little better place to live. Maybe eventually helping people break down barriers. I mean, if I could live another 30 years, you'd probably see me help start 30 community colleges globally. Maybe the first several would be in Israel and Palestine. We'd go from there. I've spoken in South Africa about community colleges. I've spoken in Israel about community colleges. I've spoken in Singapore, China, Australia. They don't have to call them community colleges. Some of them have something like that. But I see them as a very important part of their success. Two-thirds of the world's people, if it's still true, likely cannot read or write. So you have to take people where they are, and maybe it's just teach them how to build a blockhouse or do something with their hands, and then keep working with them to move up the chain. The universities are wonderful institutions, but they only serve about 6% of the world's population. And I think community college could serve at least 50% or more. So hopefully I will have added a little bit to that global idea at an early phase. And if that happens, you'll see countries change. You don't have to change them. They'll change within themselves.
Well, I haven't used the word here, nor have you, but you and Dr. Phillips are pioneers. No question about that. You pioneered the concept in Tulsa and for what it's done here in our town and in our state, and others have emulated what you've done. You are to be commended. And it seems like in life, when we begin to trace back, we didn't know that the seeds were being placed back here in the state of Washington.
No.
And how this thing moved along, and you're sitting talking about it today, you say, wow, I guess there was a plan.
Well, I believe there's a creator, and I believe that there's a role for us all to play to make this a better place. You've made it a better place. I've tried to make it a better place. It takes a lot of people to do that, but, you know, it's pretty tough to put the genie back in the bottle when you've given them some more education. Because they start taking their upbringing, though, and bringing other things to it to become who they become. And I encourage all of it. That's why I told you early on that I dropped out of college. That's why I told you I sort of dropped out of life and traveled, what have you. Because I think those things have an important part to play in your life, a very important part. You know, if you become a rock star, I'm thrilled for that. But I want to make sure we help you. If that's where you want to be, if we can play a little bit and I can play a little bit, I want to help you move along that path. I don't care about how people dress. I really don't. How they move around, how they do a lot of those things, that's their business. I just want them to become a better person if they want to be and support that. Because I think most people want to become successful, whatever that is. That's sort of where I was.
And now look at the generations. One, two, three generations down now are being affected because grandma went, grandpa went to Tulsa Community College, then to junior
college. And that's true. That's true. That's
right.
True.
And their lives are better off for it, wherever they go to school.
The interesting thing is you asked me, were there people here that really didn't like what we were doing, key people? Some of those same people, different names, but were in similar roles. Might be a CO. That maybe went to Brown or went to Duke or wherever, their kid and grandchildren. Many of them have gone at least a year to Tulsa Community College.
And that's something.
That's a remarkable, remarkable shift.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This was a fun journey, and I enjoyed it very much. I appreciate you spending time.
Thank you, John.
Absolutely.